Let's have a look at the big meeting at Rose Hill this weekend. It's a beauty. We're going to run through the four legs of the quaddie, try and find winners for you, and hopefully send you home with a whole packet full of money. And the man to do it is Paul Joyce. G'day, Paul.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, Rose Hill quaddie on Saturday. I suppose the big query at the moment is the weather. These tips are done for a genuine good track, but there is a forecast of some showers and possible thunderstorms, so anything between a couple of mils and a decent downfall. So check back in on Saturday morning. I'll be on air at 10 a.m. to go through the entire meeting, and if there's any major changes in conditions or scratchings, I'll update the quaddie at the end of that half-hour session with Andrew Bentley. Okay, let's get stuck into this one now. And the first leg's an interesting one. It's the November Topaz. It's an open handicap over 1,900 metres. And we're putting all our eggs in one basket here, Sean, with a horse that hasn't let us down so far this campaign. And I'm speaking of number six, Interlocutor. Really working its way through the grade stylishly now. Eight starts, five wins, 2 seconds, and it has been impressive winning his past two starts over 1,600, then 1,800 at Randwick last time. He hasn't won at Rose Hill, but it's worth noting he was first past the post when he resumed his campaign at Rose Hill and lost that controversial protest. He's obviously put that behind him with his recent results, and I'm confident he'll be too good for this field on Saturday. So number six, Interlocutor, anchoring our quaddie on Saturday. Second leg, it's a 1,200-metre benchmark 80, open sort of race, which the last three legs are, so I think we'll get some value through these. I've got five runners, 6, 3, 8, 9, and 1. Going with number six, Best Guess on Pop. Look, he's come up with the inside draw, which is a big plus for him. Last start, Lee McGorian, 3 kilo apprentice road, and was racing in benchmark 85 grade. Probably didn't get everything go his way there. He had to change course a couple of times in the straight. Finished third behind Pomelo and Ozark. It was a good run, and I think off barrier one with Blake Shin aboard, he should get all the favours in the run on Saturday. The danger here, number three, Careless Choice, resuming for Paul Massara. This horse has had one very quiet trial at Scone, was just out the back, beaten about 10 lengths, but he's a lot better than that under race conditions. He's undefeated 2 from 2 first up, and I think he's going to be charging home late on the back of a fast speed. Number eight, Old Man Sam. He's underrated, this 7-year-old, still fairly lightly raced. Great stats at the 1,200. Last start winner down at Kembla. I'm putting him into the quaddie for sure. Number nine, Pipeline. Real interesting runner. He's resuming. He's from a long spell. He's 2 from 2 first up. He hasn't trialled very well, but he hasn't had the blinkers on, and he's got the blinkers on first up, and there's already been a sprinkling of money for him. So a big watch on the locally trained number nine at Pipeline. And I'm going to throw number one, Pick Me Up, in. Now, this horse just blew the start badly last start, recovered to run fourth behind Pomelo, which is the right sort of form for this race. If he jumps cleanly from the perfect gate, he's going to give himself every chance to get a win. So we've gone 6, 3, 8, 9, and 1, Sean, going wide. There's a bit of value there, and we want to get through the second leg. Come the third leg, Sean, a 1,400-metre benchmark 80. This one's for the boys. Yet again, I'm going wide in the big field to try and cover the quaddie. I've gone 3, 2, 4, 10 and 5. 3 on top, redouble. This horse is on the quick backup. He was just simply too good last week in a benchmark 80. So he's staying in the same grade. Goes up 2 kilos, but I thought it was a very convincing win. Dreamforce had a picnic in front and looked to have a bit of a kick up the sleeve, but redouble gobbled him up and was strong through the line. So apart from that second up flop where he had the cardiac arrhythmia, he's come back as a gelding for Bjorn Baker, and he seems to be working quickly through the grades. As is number two, Cosmic Engine. This horse resumed with a good win at Canterbury. Admittedly, it was aided by a perfect Blake Shin ride, who waited and waited and got the inside split. But this horse won well second up last prep. He's building an imposing overall record. He's won 3 of his past 5, and he'll be hitting the line hard on the back of a solid speed. The Four Flow were resuming from a spell. It was on pace to win a recent trial at Randwick. I think that's how they'll ride him under race conditions here with Brent Abdullah aboard. I think they'll press forward, put him in the race, and he'll be right there fighting it out at the business end. The other two for the quaddie, number 10, a ruthless agent for Kurt Goldman. This horse has struck some form, runner-up in 2 close photos, and then broke through with a strong win down at Goldman last start. And there was a bit of depth to that field, so ruthless agent can carry that form to town. And I thought number five, a brother in arms, one first up at Nowra, but he won by 3 lengths. He's produced a couple of big wins when he puts it all together, and he's a horse that will appreciate some speed up front. So at a bit of odds, we'll throw him in as well. 3, 2, 4, 10, and 5, Sean, in the third leg. And that leads us into the final leg, which is a benchmark 96, 1,100-metre event. Again, a big field, a lot of speed in the race, and plenty of value floating around if we hit the right one. So I've got numbers 10, 4, 9, 11, 1, and 7. So that's 10, 4, 9, 11, 1, 7. We've got the six runners for us at this stage. Number 10 on top, Pomelo. Got to like his overall record. 10 starts, 5 wins, 3 placings. Last start winner over this track and distance. Never going to lose that race either, Pomelo. That was second up off a spell, and she just trailed the speed. She took control. She was strong through the line. Barrier 4 gives her the gun run yet again. And so she's the horse to beat. Number 4, Kinsachi. Well, she's got some group form behind her. She was only beaten 3.5 lengths in the Tatch Tiara before going for a spell. Then she resumed in the Nivison, a Group 3 race, and she closed off when third behind White Moss and Zestful. That's really strong form for a benchmark 96. And I know she's taking on the boys here, but you've got to put her in the mix with Inform Ty England taking the ride. Number 9, Tactical Advantage. Total forgive run first up. I know he finished third, but he was blundered at the start. He copped some trouble and was shuffled out the back over 1,000 metres. So really, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong, yet he closed off to finish third. From a soft gate here, if he jumps cleanly, there's no reason he won't box seat. And if he box seats, the real Tactical Advantage could stand up. He's a very smart sprinter. Number 11 for fourth, Glenn All. What do we make of him? Change of stables, was Les Bridge, now Team Hawks. Tackled the Group 1 Galaxy at only his fourth start and ran fourth behind Russian Revolution and Red Zell. Wow, that's good form. Looked at his two trials this time in. So-so. They just didn't really catch me in. You'd think they would have, and they didn't. So I've just got to have that query over him. On form, absolute good thing. Off the trials, I've got a question mark on how good he's going for the new camp. So what's Glenn All? What's the betting? He's got a lovely gait. Brenton Abdullah ride. And you've just got to respect him. He's one of those horses you want to have in your quaddie for the last leg. Then we look at the value runners. Number 1, Moral Victory. There's as much as $41 floating around about this bloke. That's massive overs. First up off a long spell, only 2.5 lengths behind Samantha, 2 Excess and Big Money. He'll strip fitter for that. Goes well second up. Loves Rose Hill. With the speed on up front, this 1,100-metre race will almost get into his right distance zone. So the 1, Moral Victory, could be a massive result for quaddie players. As would the 7, Savaru, where she's trialled really well this mare this time in. She's a bit hit and miss overall. Her last campaign, she just didn't seem to fire, but off the trials with plenty of speed up front, she'll just be out the back, get into the outside and rocketing home at the big odds. So, Sean, we've got 10, 4, 9, 11, 1 and 7 going for us in the last leg. Again, plenty of big value. And at this stage, Sean, we've come in well under budget because we have anchored into Lakuta. $15 gets us 10% of the dividend, so it's not much of an outlay to enjoy the afternoon's racing at Rose Hill, and with a bit of luck, we'll turn a very healthy profit.